All right. My name is Amanda First. I am the co-founder of Growing Opportunities International. For short, we just go by GO. GO started when I spent some time volunteering overseas. I spent 2 years volunteering with voluntary service overseas in Rwanda, teaching math and sciences in a rural high school. Then I also spent a year in Tanzania volunteering with various organizations. GO was really brought together in 2008 when I was able to meet up with Marceline Nyerere, a Rwandan nursery school teacher who had been teaching nursery school voluntarily for 6 years in her backyard. She had over 80 children under the age of 5 that came every morning, Monday to Friday, to sit on her back porch and learn some nursery school, some basics, reading, writing, singing, dancing, and really just getting their first taste of education. I was able to partner with Marceline through a friend of mine in the high school that I was teaching at, and from there we were able to sit down and really collaborate on a project, kind of discussed what needs were there and what really could improve her situation, and what we decided on was building a nursery school. So together we looked at how we could get this happen, where we could build it, and we were able to find a great piece of land just near her house, and that was really how the project started. To get the necessary funding, we decided to partner with a school in Winnipeg called Westwood Collegiate out in St. James. And they instantly picked up the project. They were very excited to be part of it, and finally we could just start and go ahead. They were able to raise over $7,000 for the project, which allowed us to not only build the school, it also allowed us to equip it, get a soccer field as well as toilets, chalkboards, benches, and everything that was required to have a great space for learning. From there, it was just a matter of getting local contractors involved, getting the community involved, and really creating a space where all the kids in the village could come together to start learning. What initially started with 80 students in Marceline's backyard turned into a two-classroom schoolhouse, which now has more than 150 students that are studying every morning. It's in its second year of operation, and it's coming along fantastic. Marceline was able to recruit a high school student who took the place of the second teacher to help her out with all the very eager students. So now everything is rolling. It's going to finish up its second year, and it's become a really positive space for the community. Not only are these kids starting their education early, but the parents are seeing the value in sending their children to school. Unfortunately, in Rwanda, although primary school is considered free, many of the parents can't afford the necessary equipment, the uniforms, the pens, the pencils, the notebooks, and so a lot of them don't even consider it as an option. Now with having the nursery school free, the kids get to start their education at a much earlier age, which will hopefully improve their success rate once they do get to school, and having the parents see what nursery school can offer their children, it'll hopefully encourage them to see value in sending them to primary school as well. And that was really the first project that GRO took. The mission of GRO is really to partner with local, motivated individuals in the communities who have a project or a vision that they want to put into action, that they're willing to work on and see through right to the end. What GRO does is partners up with them and helps them in the planning process, in the implementing, as well as in the funding of the project. So really it's a big collaboration between the local individual and Growing Opportunities to create, in the end, a self-sustaining project, something that will positively impact the community and something that will be able to be carried on year in and year out without relying on funders, without relying on external money, but just sustainable within itself to support the community. So that's what we were able to do with Marceline and the nursery school. It had been Marceline's idea. It's something that she had worked on for 6 years and was completely motivated to see through to the end. And in partnering with Marceline, GO was able to contribute to that project and give her a safe space to teach in. Along with that, the next project that GO is looking at is called Hero Home. And Hero Home is a home for street children and orphans in northern Tanzania. And again, like all projects, GO partners with a local individual that's living in the community, someone who has a good understanding of the needs of that community and how to make that happen. And so we've had the pleasure to partner with Tabitha Martin, who's been living in has been living in Tanzania all her life. And she is motivated to create a place where kids who have no home, maybe lack parents, who lack options, who are forced to live on the street, she's devoted to creating a place where they can come and have a safe childhood, they can live in a loving environment and feel all the nurture they require to grow to become successful adults contributing to their community. With Tabitha, she's worked hard to become a registered organization in Tanzania, and as a result, the government has acknowledged what she's done and has donated 30 acres of land in northern Tanzania near the Lake Victoria in the Mwanza district. And on that land, we will be able to create Hero Home, which is more than just a home. It's also going to be large enough that we can grow our own crops, raise our own animals, and all of that together will add to the sustainability of the project. Not only will we be growing our own food and raising our own animals, we'll be able to sell the excess in market, which allows us to bring in an income and lead to the overall sustainability of the project. As well, all the workers will be local and will be living on site. So the goal is really to create a community of caring people who are devoted to these children as well as to each other and to the project in a whole. And all of this will be overseen by Tabitha Martin, who's really had this idea for years and years and is extremely dedicated and motivated to make this come true. So GO is excited to be working with them, excited about the project and how it's going to start. And also, to make this project happen, GO once again is working with schools in Winnipeg and over Canada to get different schools on board, to get students in on the process, in on the projects, and really feel the connection to communities overseas. GO's overall vision is to have healthy, happy, harmonized communities being led by dedicated local individuals. And those communities are not just in developing countries, but they're around the world. So by getting schools involved across Winnipeg, schools involved across Canada, it really creates a sense of connection here in our country, as well as connecting it to overseas and developing countries. So that community is no longer just a small area, a few kilometers. That community has now extended across countries, across continents, and across the ocean. And so that is what GO wants to do. We want to connect all the communities together so that together we can create a better world. It is not just up to any one individual, it's up to everyone to come together and be part of the larger community.